Replay Converter 3.20. How to make an audio only CD using this program. It's very accessible. I'm using JAWS 10. The product is made by a company called Applying Technologies. To find out more, go to www.applian.com. The first thing I did was insert a blank CDR disc in the burner drive. The next thing I did was run Replay Converter, the application, from the desktop icon. The next thing you need to know is do not use your inner keyboard key. Always use your spacebar key on the main interface of Replay Converter. So the next thing you do is use your tab key till you find the Add Files button. And press your spacebar. A standard Windows Open dialog box appears. Add the file of files. Make sure you don't go over the 60, 70, or 80 minute limit, depending on what CD blank you're using. And then choose the Open button within that standard Windows Open dialog box, and the file gets added within the Replay Converter list view box within the main interface of Replay Converter. The next thing you need to do is tab to the burn button. So I've already added a single MP3 file that I want to make into an audio only CD disc. The audio only CD disc we're making here will play anywhere on the computer or in the car or on a home personal stereo system or a portable CD player. So we have Replay Converter up and running.
Title is Replay Converter.
We're going to locate the convert audio button. Locate the convert audio button.
Tab, help, tab, 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 add the tab, remove tab, clear the tab, option tab, right side tab, convert audio button.
When you hear
convert audio button.
Down arrow two times.
Convert video button. Burn button to activate. Press space bar.
You will hear burn button. Make sure you press your space bar.
Space.
And then press your tab key one time.
Tab combo box. Burn the audio CD 1-4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
The first item, we're already on it. It says burn to audio CD.
Burn the audio CD 1-4.
There's four choices. Let's review that.
Burn the data CD.
I pressed my down arrow key and I heard.
Burn the data CD 2-4.
Burn to data CD. Left down arrow.
Burn the DVD-NTSC left parent USA right parent.
You can burn to DVD-NTSC format. And the last one is for PAL.
Burn the DVD-PAL.
Which is used in most countries. We're going to press the home key.
Home. Burn to audio CD.
That's what we want. Burn to audio CD. Make sure it's on there. Let's see if shift insert down arrow with JAWS says selected.
Selection is burned to audio CD.
That shift insert down arrow tells us what's selected. Let's hear that again.
Selection is burned to audio CD.
That's right. Let's press the tab key one time.
Tab start conversion job button to activate. Press space bar.
We're on the start conversion job button. Let's press space bar. Do not use your enter key.
Space converting 1-1 dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 2%. 34%. 62%. 93%. 100%. Start conversion job button to activate. Press spacebar. CD/DVD burn wizard dialog. Welcome to the CD/DVD burn wizard. This wizard will guide you through all the steps for setting up your DVD drive to burn CDs or DVDs. Click next to continue or cancel to exit. CD/DVD.
So you get a CD/DVD wizard. If you're not sure, do an insert T as in tango for the title bar.
Title is CD/DVD burn wizard.
If you want to hear that screen all over again, do an insert B as in Bravo. like this.
CD/DVD Burn Wizard Dialog. Welcome to the CD/DVD Burn Wizard. This wizard will guide you through all of the...
If you do an insert up arrow, you should be on the next button.
Next greater button.
The shortcut is Alt plus N, as in November, but we're going to use the space bar on the next button here.
Space. Select SCSI transport you want to use for device access, colon, preferable for most DVD burners. Older interface transport. Use if SPTI doesn't work. CD/DVD Burn Wizard.
Okay, we're going to do an insert up arrow. My default and yours should be also the radio button number one.
SPTI-SCSI pass-through interface radio button check 1 of 2.
SPTI, okay?
SPTI-SCSI pass-through interface radio button check 1 of 2.
Pass-through interface radio button 1 of 2. Leave it like it is. Just press the tab key.
Tab, left back button, tab, next greater button.
We're on the next button. Press your space bar.
Space, CD/DVD Burn Wizard Dialog. Please wait dialog. Action, CD/DVD Burn Wizard Dialog. CD/DVD Burn Wizard Dialog. Select CD or DVD burning device from the list, colon, list view, CD-RW.
Here's where you select your burning device, your burner. I have two burners here, so yours is going to be different from mine. The key is to select the right burner where the blank disk is inserted in. Select the right burner. Mine is a Sony CDR burner. The other key factor is to locate the word blank in this on the line here. So here we go.
CD-RWCRX220E1 Sony 6S1 CD-R blank 1 of 2.
Make sure it says blank. If it doesn't say blank, you've chosen the wrong burner, or you forgot to put the blank disk in. If you did forget to put the blank disk, it's going to say empty instead of blank. Let's tab.
Tab, refresh ... button.
There's a refresh button you can use.
Tab, left back, tab, next greater.
We're on the next button, press space bar.
Burning mode is a way of burning data to CD/DVD media. Burning mode : combo box track -at-ones. 4 of.
Leave it on track -at-once. Track it once. It's 4 of 4 in the list. Let's press the tab key.
Tab. Test mode left parent simulate burning right parent checkbox not checked.
Test mode is unchecked for me. I don't think you really need that. Leave it unchecked. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, left back tab, next,
next
greater
button.
Space, sending optimum power calibration left parent OPC right parent calibrates the device laser power at the beginning of burning session to adjust for the properties of...
The OPTC, I think it is, OPC, optimum calibration. It checked. Let's review that by doing an insert up arrow.
Send optimum power calibration left parent OPC right parent checkbox checked.
OPC should be checked. For me it is. Let's press the tab key.
Tab. Burning speed : combo box 4.0x left parent 704 kb/.
The burning speed, make sure you choose a speed. Don't leave it blank. You must choose a speed rate. Let's review this. My burner can burn up to 40x, I think.
8.0x left parent 1408 kb/.
There's 8x.
16.0x left parent 24.0x left parent.
Let's leave it on 24x.
24.0x left parent 40.
24.0x. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, left back tab, next greater button.
We're on the next button, press space bar. Note, you can use Alt plus N as in November.
Space. Tab, cancel button, tab, about button, to tab, next greater button, tab, cancel button, to
okay, on this screen, let's do an insert B as in Bravo.
/CD/DVD/BurnWizard/Dialog. Data CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD will be created with the following options chosen: Data CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD will be created with the read-only edit. Add with the tab, spin control, less back button, next greater button.
Here you must use the JAWS cursor, but it's not really you don't really need to do it because you already know your settings. Let's do a root JAWS to PC cursor.
Root JAWS to PC, test right colon no, burning send O PC.
I'm going to do a control home and down arrow.
Option summary dialog.
Option summary dialog.
Review the data CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD options you have chosen before dialog. Proceed with burning dialog. Data CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD will be created with a drive colon CD-RWCRX220E1 Sony left parent 6S1 right parent.
Tells you the name of the burner you're using.
Transport colon SPTI. Disk type colon CD-R.
Tells you what kind of blank disk you're using.
Burning speed colon 24.0x left parent 4224kb/sec right parent.
Burning speed, I have it set to 24.0x.
Send OPC colon yes.
OPC, yes.
Burning mode colon track-at-once.
Burning mode track-at-once.
Test right colon no.
No test mode.
Less back button unavailable next grade.
Okay.
PC cursor.
I just showed you that. I went back to PC cursor because it didn't read it in that setting.
Cancel button.
Let's choose next.
Tab, about the tab, next greater button.
I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, 0%. CD/DVD burn.
Now it's burning the disk. It's burning the MP3 to audio only format to the blank CDR disk. You can review this screen if you want. There's a list in
1%.
Here. Here comes the progress bar.
21%. 46%.
Very simple to use.
67%.
Very accessible, thank you.
89%. 98%. 100%. CD/DVD/BurnWizard/Dialog. CD/DVD/BurnWizard/Dialog. Your disk burn was successful. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
The disk popped out of the burner tray and also got a success dialog box with an OK button. So press your spacebar on OK.
Space CD/DVD/BurnWizard/Dialog. CD/DVD/BurnWizard/Dialog. List view not selected 11:15:48. Creating CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD.
I press the control key. We're in a list view. I'm just going to review this with you. You have a list view here. And you can do an insert up arrow to read the first line.
Not selected 11:15:48. Creating CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD from image 1 of 18.
It tells you the time, what's going on. Let's down arrow.
11:15:48. Creating CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD from image.
Okay, down
11:15:48 source file colon. Optional hyphen USPIS. 11:15:48 destination device colon CD-RWCRX220E 11:15:48 requested burning speed colon CD-RWCRX200 11:15:48 write method colon track-at-once 11:15:48 started 11:15:49 getting buff left parent buffer under unprotection right parent support ... 11:15:49 buff successfully got 11:15:49 enabling buff left parent buffer under unprotection right parent 11:15:49 buff enabled successfully 11:15:49 setting CD/DVD/Blue-Ray/HD-DVD speeds ... 11:15:49 speed successfully set 11:15:49 sending OPC left parent optimum power calibration right parent .. 11:16:32 closing session ..
Closed session, that's important.
11:16:47 session closed. 11:16:47 burning completed.
Burning completed.
11:16:47 eject.
I'm prepping the down arrow in this list view so you understand. And that's it. And then we can press our tab key.
Tab, save log .. button. Tab, burn another disk button to activate. Press space bar.
There's a burn another disk button. So press your space bar on this. Put a blank disk in and you'll get another exact copy. Okay? Let's press the tab key.
Tab, finish button to
There's
activate.
The finish
press
button.
Space bar.
I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, replay converter dialog. Start conversion job button to activate. Press space bar.
We're back on the main replay converter interface. We're going to play this disk that we made. I'm going to press my Windows key.
Start button to open. Press enter. Start.
I'm going to press P for programs.
P, program submenu. P.
I'm going to choose Windows Media Player.
Windows Media Player, W.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button to open. Press
Windows
enter.
Media Player is up and running.
Windows Media Player. Windows Media button to activate. Press space bar.
Oops. Oops. Now what we're going to do is we're going to make the disk play within Windows Media Player. So I'm going to close the disk drive. Okay. That's the audio disk.
Control S.
I stop Windows Media Player.
Alt F4.
There you have
Windows M. Desktop.
I
folder
hope
view list view.
That's
documents.
Been helpful.
One of 25.
Thank you very much.
Remove the items. Use the arrow keys.